And welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you until 1 o'clock. Now, on today's show, we have two interviews, and the first half of my show, we'll be interviewing David Teasdale, station manager of The Cube, and he's also my husband, as most of you know. And in the second half, we'll be interviewing Marie Molliner. Now, Marie is the assistant editor at the Township Sun and the volunteer coordinator of the 50th anniversary of Celebration. So we'll also have some music, and we are going to go over all the events that people have sent me coming up in the township. So if you need something to do, well, just go to our internet site, and they're all listed there, www.cjmq.fm, and just go to the announcements. We'll also have some health news in the second part of the show. So right now we're going to hear some music, and I'll be right back after that. So please stay tuned.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Listening to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'll be with you until 1 o'clock today. And we heard a Christmas song. It's by Coldplay, and the song is called Christmas Lights. Next up, we're going to go through the community calendar, the events that people have sent us to announce, and we always enjoy that. So don't forget, if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we'd love to help you get the word out for free. Please just send us an email rather than calling. And the email is cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So coming up in Lenoxville at the Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society, you are invited to attend the Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society, a gathering on November 20th at 7 p.m. at Uplands, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lenoxville. Henry Musty will speak about the origins of the Musty family farm. Everyone is welcome. For more information, 819-564-0409. And also coming up, there's a benefit concert Sunday, November 19th at the Cookshire Trinity Church in Cookshire. Jim Robinson and Sue Fowler will be performing at 1:30. Folk songs, some are about local happenings. All music has been written by Jim. It's a benefit concert to help the church raise funds for a new carpet. This was due to an oil spill in the basement. If you cannot attend but would like to make a donation, please contact Don Parsons, 819-875-3796. Apple Pie Fundraiser. Grace Village is hosting its annual Apple Pie Fundraiser Saturday, November 18th. Pies are only $15 apiece or 5 for $60. You can pay online at gracevillage.ca/applepies and pick up your fresh, ready-to-bake apple pies Saturday, November 18th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Ladies Auxiliary, Unit 318, will be hosting a Christmas market at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, on Sunday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Many different vendors. Grace Village Market, they are featuring 45 different vendors, unique holiday gift shopping, festive treats, raffle prizes, and a wonderful time. Free admission. Everybody is welcome Saturday, November 25th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke. And also, the Hugs campaign is on for Mental Health S3, help keep a homeless person warm this winter. They are accepting donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. And the greatest need is for warm, comfortable, larger, neutral items of clothing, particularly for men. Toiletries also welcomed, toothbrushes, deodorant, hairbrushes, etc. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices in the beige bins next to the door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville, or you can simply let them do the shopping for you. All monetary gifts are used to purchase essentials. You can also call them to schedule an in-person drop-off of items or checks. Please make checks payable to Mental Health History and indicate Hugs on the memo line. They want to thank everybody for their support throughout the years. And for more information, 819-565-3777 or an email, projects@mentalhealthestry.com. And I believe that's all we have for community announcements. So next up, I'll be talking with the station manager, David Teasdale, and he's going to be telling us about what's new at the station, what's going on. So please stay tuned. We're CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen. This is the Townships at 12. And next up, I have David, the station manager of The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. So welcome, David.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having me on your show, and congratulations for having relaunched it after a break of, what, a couple of years?
At least, yeah, since COVID, and it has a different name too, but basically a little bit of the same. Okay, so what's going on at the station? What do you want to tell our listeners? What's going on lately? I know you spent the day, most of the day today, at the tower.
Yeah, the tower. That's where the transmitter is located for CJMQ 88.9 FM. We're on the tower of Radio Canada in Fleurimont. So as you're heading up King East and you look to the right, you see that big tower there. Well, our antenna is on that tower. Our transmitter is at the base of the tower in a building. And so the studio, what happens at the studios at the station is we produce a sound. The sound gets carried over dedicated phone lines up to the tower and from there to the transmitter and from the transmitter up the tower to the antenna, and we were working on installing our new transmitter, one of two new transmitters. Now, we had installed it a while back, and it did have a problem and had to be returned to the parent company, which was Notel, located in Peggy's Cove, Nova Scotia. That's where they're made. And we got it back yesterday and installed it today, and it's been running for about 3 hours now. The problem it had showed up after 5 hours of work, so I'll be listening intently to make sure that problem has actually been solved.
Okay, so intermittent problems, a little bit hard to diagnose at the time. Very. So hopefully it will go well, and thankfully I guess we have two transmitters. So will people see a surge in the power, or more people can listen to us with the bigger one going now?
Good point. Yeah, the two transmitters aren't the same size. Our backup transmitter is 1,000 watts. Our main transmitter is 2,000 watts. So it's the 2,000 watt transmitter that was having an intermittent problem. And for the past couple of months, we've been on the 1,000 watt transmitter. So now we're back on the 2,000 watt transmitter. And that will, yes, increase our range and increase the number of households that can hear our signal.
That's with the transmitter. So what's going on with Bingo? That's a big aspect of the station, our Bingo Radio Bingo every Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Well, as of October 11th this year, we have completed our first year of Radio Bingo. We're into our second year now, and we're hoping to make enough money from Radio Bingo to keep on a reporter to provide local news in English on the broadcast band. And I mean local news. I'm not talking about provincial or Canadian. Local news. That's what we're missing, is local news. Knowing what's happening locally in our neighborhoods, in our towns, throughout the townships, that's what is most important to us, because that's what is the closest to where we live, our community.
Okay, that's true. Now, Bingo, we have a lot of places selling Bingo cards around the townships, but we're kind of lacking, we could use some more places in Sherbrooke. So if there's any businesses, anybody you know out in the Sherbrooke area, specifically Sherbrooke, not Lennoxville. Lennoxville is pretty oversaturated with us right now. Just give us an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's about it, I guess, for the Bingo.
Well, I had another point.
Okay.
People already hear the local news on our station now. We have a reporter, brand new, Derek Bullard, doing an excellent job with the local news. So I can imagine that someone would be saying, well, you already have local news, so why do you need Bingo revenue to have local news? The thing is that Derek and the local news that we have right now is being provided by the LJI, Local Journalism Initiative, a grant from them. Now, that grant runs out in March. And after March, we want to be able to continue having local news. So that means that Bingo has to generate enough revenue to maintain that service for our community, a service that's unique. Nowhere else on the broadcast band can you get local news in English.
That's true. So definitely, everybody, go out, keep having fun, buy your Bingo cards, and encourage your relatives and friends too.
Okay. And your enemies too.
Your enemies too, yeah. Okay, you want to talk about the Facebook page, the CJMQ Facebook page. What
yes.
about that?
Well, the Facebook page, if people have tried to access it, they'll see a little message there saying that the Facebook page is no longer available due to Canadian legislation. And that is the conflict that's going on now between Meta and the Canadian government. The Canadian government has told Meta that it has to pay for news services. So whenever there is a news service that's available through any of the Meta products, that news service has to be paid for by Meta. The theory is good. It worked in Australia. The same thing happened in Australia. The Australian government said, hey, Meta, you have to pay for the news that you're making available to people. They go and see or hear the local news through Meta, and Meta was paying nothing for that service. So I guess the way to explain it is, let's say CGMQ produces local news. You go on Facebook and you hear or see the local news, but Meta hasn't paid for that service. So they're getting a benefit from that click that you see the ads run by. They're getting paid for those ads, but none of that revenue is going back to any of the broadcasters. So the theory is good. The experience is painful. Our Facebook page being shut down as we're trying to make Radio Bingo thrive makes it very difficult. So we have come up with another Facebook page, which Meta doesn't know about, but I'll share with you people. It's Bingo CJMQ. So far, they haven't blocked that page. So you can go to that Facebook page and keep in touch with what's going on with Radio Bingo on CJMQ 88.9 FM.
So that's true. So every Tuesday night, I put all the winners on for the bingo and a co-host if we have it. So just go to that Facebook page again, David. It's
CJMQ Bingo on Facebook. So just look that up. You'll come across it. You'll also come across our other Facebook page, which you can't access, but you can switch to the CJMQ Bingo one.
Okay, that's great. At least we have a Facebook page now for bingo, hopefully. At the moment, anyway.
Yeah, now, we're working on a website for bingo as well.
Yeah, we are. Now, tell our listeners about the online streaming. We had a bit of a problem with that for quite a while, so that's
yes.
being fixed.
Oddly enough, things happen that way. Do you ever notice in life that things happen in conjunction with each other that may not be related to each other, but they sure look like they are? So at the same time as our Facebook page was shut down by Meta, we had our streaming audio cut. Now, the streaming audio is like through Alexa or through Google or through TuneIn. So you would be able to tell your home device to play CJMQ and it would play it. That got shut down at the same time as Meta happened. Turns out, though, looks like the two problems weren't related. Now, that has been going on for at least a couple of months. But if you haven't checked lately, do check. We've solved that problem. So our streaming audio is working again through your Google Home device or through your Alexa or through TuneIn. So if you were used to listening to us on internet or even through our website, which is www.cjmq.fm, and go to listen live, it's all working again. So everything's back to normal for that.
So that was quite a feat. Actually, it involved a few people and you gave quite a few hours to that and you were very pleased when it was fixed.
Yeah, it was a lot of work to fix it.
Okay, now, do you have any projects coming up in the new year? Do we have any projects at the station? Any special things coming up for 2024?
Yeah, well, I think our focus right now is to maintain the projects that we've already started. I'm very passionate about local news in English on the broadcast band. That is what I'm most focused on right now in being able to cement in and make sure that we can continue to have that service. So that's my focus right now. I'm a little hesitant to try many other projects at the moment. I want that one to succeed. I want to know that after March, we'll be able to continue having local news.
Yeah, that's very important. We have Derek right now, but as you said, he's on a grant. He's doing an excellent job. Couldn't ask for a better candidate for doing the news. Now, I'm just off the record here. How many radios do we have in the house?
I couldn't count how many radios we have in the house. Okay, we have at least, conservatively speaking, I think we have at least seven radios. Easily seven, yes.
Okay, I think we have even three in the bedroom. So the only time we don't listen to the radio, by the way, David and I are married. The only time we don't listen to the radio is when we're sleeping at night.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's about right.
Basically, so it kind of astonishes us when people say, well, I don't have a radio. I only have my computer or whatever, but that's not the case here.
That's such a foreign concept to me, but I can understand some people don't. And you know, a lot of people don't have a radio, but they do listen to us through internet. If they were in that habit, well, they can do it again because it's working again. And I realize that they're not the people who will hear this because, the people listening to us right now are listening through their radios.
I think most of them, yeah. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, David?
I just wanted to mention the other part that you had touched on was our broadcast range and our transmitter of 2,000 watts. I didn't mention that our broadcast range, there are approximately 350,000 people in our broadcast range. Now, that is because we cover the region of the Estuary. Now, there's no radio station that covers the entire region of anything because you'll always find little pockets down low that don't get the signal. But 350,000 people in our broadcast zone, and that's according to Industry Canada. You can go to their website, look it up. You'll see CJMQ, 350,000 people in our broadcast zone. That doesn't mean that there are 350,000 people listening, but it means that if everyone in our zone was listening, there'd be 350,000 listeners.
That's quite impressive. I don't think people realize that.
No, and that's a conservative figure, because actually the Industry Canada broadcast map doesn't cover our entire broadcast zone. We actually broadcast further than that zone, and we broadcast down into northern New England.
We do. That's true. We have a lot of listeners in the Vermont and actually New Hampshire area too.
Yeah. Can I give a plug for my shows?
Certainly.
Yeah. I am also the host of Transistor Radio and Moonlight Savings Time. That's every weekend here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. We cover a lot of the oldies along with the hit oldies guys, Ted, Isaac, who am I forgetting? Oh, Frank,
Frank Cavallaro,
Daniel, and myself. And I do on Moonlight Savings Time music from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, and on Transistor Radio, the 60s and 70s, basically.
So if you have any requests, how can people get a hold of you?
They can call me on my cell phone, 819-570-2094, or they can send me an email. My email address is dteasdale77@yahoo.ca.
Okay, so Transistor Radio, we have a new one every Sunday from 4 to 6, and a new Moonlight Savings Time every Sunday from 6 until 8, so two new shows a week, yeah? And Transistor Radio is repeated from the week before on Fridays from 6 to 8, and Moonlight Savings Time is repeated from the week before on Saturdays from 6 to 8.
Yes, a lot of fun. I enjoy it. Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Tommy Dorsey, all of that good stuff.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we go, David?
No, just again, congratulations on starting your show and doing a great job. And thank you very much for having me on.
And thank you. And again, if there's anybody out there in a nonprofit organization you want to get the word out about an event coming up, or you'd like to do an interview with me, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. So thanks again, David.
Thank you.
just heard the song called Confident. It's by Demi Lovato. And this is the first part of the show, actually. So I'm going to close off the first part of the show with a song called Strong Enough. It's by the Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman. And I'll be back after a word from our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard. And in the second part of the show today, I'll be interviewing Marie Molliner with the Township Sun. So please stay tuned.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough. Before the night is up, just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Something good, make it strong enough, last long enough.